Today is Tuesday, the 12th of August, in the 19th week of Ordinary Time.
When we pass through the waters, I will be with you, and the depths of the river shall not overwhelm. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. I am the Lord, I am the Lord. And there is nothing to fear, nothing to fear. There is nothing to fear, nothing to fear. For I am with you, always.
Paul Zark sings, "Nothing to Fear." Today's reading is from the book of Deuteronomy.
Do not fear.
When Moses had finished speaking all these words to Israel, he said to them, "I am now 120 years old. I am no longer able to get about, and the Lord has told me, 'You shall not cross over this Jordan.' The Lord your God himself will cross over before you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua also will cross over before you, as the Lord promised. The Lord will do to them as he did to Sihon and Og, and the kings of the Amorites, and to their land when he destroyed them. The Lord will give them over to you, and you shall deal with them in full accord with the command that I have given to you. Be strong and bold. Have no fear or dread of them, because it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you." Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, "Be strong and bold, for you are the one who will go with this people into the land that the Lord has sworn to their ancestors to give them, and you will put them in possession of it. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed."
In this passage, Moses is handing over leadership to Joshua as Israel prepares to enter the Promised Land. Moses reminds the people and Joshua that God will go before them. Though Moses himself will not cross over with them, the message is one of reassurance and courage. What is your immediate response to this? Imagine yourself in the crowd listening to Moses speak. This elderly leader stands before you, his face lined with wisdom and age. Feel the uncertainty of change, the loss of a leader, and the hope for what lies ahead. Be strong and courageous. It is the Lord who goes before you. What feelings stirs in your heart? What is your response to knowing that God goes ahead of you in times of transition or fear? Where in your life do you need to hear, "Do not be afraid or dismayed"? Perhaps you have found God in the tension between letting go and moving forward. As you listen to the passage again, take time to reflect on how it would feel to step forward, knowing God has already gone before you.
When Moses had finished speaking all these words to Israel, he said to them, "I am now 120 years old. I am no longer able to get about. And the Lord has told me, you shall not cross over this Jordan. The Lord your God himself will cross over before you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua also will cross over before you, as the Lord promised. The Lord will do to them as he did to Sihon and Og, and the kings of the Amorites, and to their land when he destroyed them. The Lord will give them over to you, and you shall deal with them in full accord with the command that I have given to you. Be strong and bold. Have no fear or dread of them, because it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you." Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, "Be strong and bold, for you are the one who will go with this people into the land that the Lord has sworn to their ancestors to give them, and you will put them in possession of it. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed."
Do not fear or be dismayed. Where in life, in faith, are you being called to trust? Take time to speak to God with your own words and from the heart of your own thoughts and concerns. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.